This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash has been added to the lineup. Alice in Winterland is on sale now, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. You can get all the info at RadioAlice.com. And actually, because we love you, because it's that time of giving, we have tickets and trees all this week on Alice. If you're calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, you get to talk to our intern, Amy.
Amy.
And you instantly win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, Kesha, Avril Lavigne, Flora Cash, December 5th at the Masonic, plus a gift certificate for a holiday tree. And the winnings all week, 9, noon, 3, and 5.
If you haven't been to the Masonic, after you go, you'll say, I only want to see shows at the Masonic.
So great.
Such a cool venue at the top of the is that California?
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Top of California, yeah. Like the great views.
Oh, it's incredible.
Really
Parking's
fun.
Actually pretty reasonable around there. I mean, it's easy
and
to find.
And close to the venue.
Really close. Mm-hmm. It's right across from the Fairmont.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So easy. We'll meet you there. See you there. We're having a big party. We're even throwing a pre-party. We like it so much.
You going to that?
It's our party.
So oh.
I am, actually.
You are. Yeah. All right.
Well, are you going to go?
I'm on the fence.
Oh, all right.
Ha! Better get off it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Slow down. Jeez, Vinny, you were the one begging for Christmas for 3 months. Yeah, and it's coming too fast, and then it's going to zip right past me. I want it to slow down. I want these days to mellow out a little.
Mm. Well, that's life now. You've had kids. The fast-forward button's been pressed.
God, you're not kidding.
If only there was some way to stop it.
Dubai is a dry area, but clubs can pay for an exception. Oh, dry like dry, no alcohol.
Huh.
But the alcohol must be kept inside the establishment.
Safe to stay there till you're sober? Because you can't leave with alcohol in you?
In certain cultures, it is a sign of prosperity if you are heavier. Not everyone thinks skinny is a sign of beauty.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Fine.
Stop shopping and use self-control. I don't know anything about shopping addiction. I'm not here to deny it. I do know, though, as an alcoholic, it is absolutely with that. Like, I have no control over
that. You can tell yourself that all the live long day.
I have tried it all, too.
Yep.
I am switching to a different. I thought, well, this beer is not working out. What if I drink hard alcohol? I won't like it as much, and I'll have to drink a lot less. Like, you find yourself trying to figure out how you're going to manage this. And in the end, it turns out you just can't.
Right.
There isn't. So I don't know about shopping. I can't speak to it.
But addiction.
But booze is.
Sure.
I used to go tomorrow. And then I just wouldn't. It's soul crushing to be, especially if you think you have a lot of willpower.
Mm-hmm.
It's soul crushing to be like, I did it again. Man, I'm a loser. So
I keep telling myself I'm not going to do this anymore.
And there I am doing it again. It's awful. Sorry to tell you, radio.com is perfect app. It's the best app I've ever used.
Oh.
Don't be sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry about that.
We're good with it.
Yeah, we love it too. We all use it. You can hear us anywhere in the world on radio.com.
Vinny, Eilis sounds like she may have what my goddaughter had. She was allergic to dairy at the same age. She was always sick with all sorts of stomach intestinal issues. It's not lactose intolerance, it was an allergy.
Oh.
When they cut out all dairy, she was perfect. She grew out of it after a few years and now can have dairy.
Huh.
We think it might. We're her mom. I can't say me because I'm like, yeah, you can have that. Sure, go ahead. Which isn't helping anything. So I've had to stop. Like, don't ask me anything about what you can and can't eat. Your mom's managing your diet. I don't know what she. Right. She's cut her off of a few things though, and it's allowed her to sleep overnight, so she's not waking up. Mm. So, considering that has had an effect, we do think maybe that's part of it,
right?
Or
food allergies are, or whatever this might be. It's tough because, like, dairy's a tough one. Dairy's in everything. You can't have anything. You know,
Well, my problem too is like she ordered gluten-free macaroni the other day for her, and she took one bite and went, something's wrong with this. And I was like, oh, no.
I actually can't even tell the difference between gluten-free and regular macaroni.
You can't?
No, they do a good job. There's a brand at Whole Foods, which I won't be able to pull the name out, but it's very good. And you don't feel super bloated afterward. It's like really surprisingly good.
Wow.
I know.
I'm surprised to hear that.
What do you know what Christina cut out?
Did she try dairy?
She's cut out dairy, so there's no more
milk.
She used
pizza.
To drink 2 cups of milk a day,
sure.
And milk and cookies was me and her would dip cookies and milk together. You know,
no ice cream.
No ice cream.
No cheese.
That's a lot. Mm. There's a lot of stuff.
I know, there's a lot of kid stuff. You know, that's the thing. Does that mean no butter too? God, butter's so good.
Butter's out.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's a lot. I couldn't. And I can't
do that.
That's
a hard one to give up.
I'd rather just go run and exercise and eat what I want. That's what I want to do.
Well, you can't run if you've got the trots.
Good point.
You might be too far from your house.
Sarah, Vinny's love language is words of affirmation. So that's how you show him love.
Your love language is what?
Words of affirmation. Be nice to me. Tell me good things.
Yeah, when you start being nice to me, that's when I'm going to start being nice to you.
Oh, my God.
How dare you? Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Got you tattooed right here on my heart.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Show me.
You don't know.
Pull it up.
No.
Let me see your chest right. If you do, I will change the way I speak to you and only speak with word affirmation BS, whatever the person said. Oh, my God.
Why does words of affirmation stick in your tongue? Unbelievable. You got pergola sitting right there, ready to pop out at any time. But words of affirmation's difficult, huh?
I tell you nice stuff about yourself all the time.
What?
I do. Who do you think came up with brave and courageous? It was me and Yuzi.
Yeah, tall, skinny.
Handsome. You heard it, big chaunch.
Smart.
My 13-year-old daughter and her friend went to see Charlie's Angels and left in the middle because it was boring.
Oh. Well, that's saying something. Kids will watch anything.
I'm surprised to hear that. That's who I would have guessed they aimed that at.
And I would have guessed they'd keep it from being boring, you know?
Right.
You're doing the Charlie's Angels. Make it good.
Action-packed.
Yeah. Come on.
That's weird. Although, who watched the Twilight movies?
I did.
Okay. Besides you, who was that aimed at?
Me.
The teens?
Yeah, the teens.
But those teens are now in their mid-20s, right?
Yeah.
Or even
later.
Older, 30-ish? I'm guessing that's who they were probably going for since they cast her. She's like the big draw.
Yeah, I think of her as being kind of sour.
Me too.
I thought the ads made her look shockingly sexy.
Yeah. She's a good-looking girl, but yeah, even in the Twilight movies, I'm like, wow, perk up, bitch.
Dang, Sarah.
Well, wow. She just seems so, like, downtrodden.
She seems put off.
Yeah.
Just by the world.
Well, even just in interviews and stuff, I'm like, oh, so your acting isn't far from who you are, I see.
Oh, my, really?
Well, she just seems sour and bitter.
My wife taught me to say no every time someone asked me for money. Well, that's good. Hmm. So this guy was a mark before he got married.
I guess so.
Sheesh.
Let's practice saying no. Can I have some money? No. Can I have some money? No.
With the blackout coming, here's a surefire pickup line. I have electricity at my house.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've got a generator.
Okay.
Come on over.
Hey. 707 says, Raiders are tied for first place. Good for the Raiders. And you know, tonight is Monday Night Football, and it's the Chiefs versus the Chargers. So all of the Raiders fans are rooting for the Chargers, which is probably hard to do because they're, you know, enemies. But if the Chiefs lose another game, puts the Raiders in sole possession, I would imagine. 408 says, I hear you great in Gilroy.
Oh, hey. Hey, Gilroy.
All the way down in Gilroy, coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, I feel like we hear from Gilroy.
I used to listen to you guys on the radio in Folsom.
Oh.
Folsom's far, right?
It's Central Valley?
The other side of Sacramento.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I thought we didn't really get into Sacramento. Okay.
Who knows?
Maybe these people have ultra-receptive radio antennas.
I only know Folsom because the first girl I ever did it with lives there.
Oh.
And I only know that because she's on Facebook and it says Folsom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, isn't that where a jail is?
Yeah, Folsom Prison.
Right.
I only know it. There was a, when I was in Sacramento, we used to go to a little zoo there, petting zoo in Folsom. Tiny little place.
I only know about Folsom.
You drove all the way to Folsom for the petting zoo?
It wasn't that far from Sacramento.
Oh, I see. Hey, Alice fam, and happy Monday. I have been on disability for over a year due to a back injury and subsequent surgery.
Oh, jeez.
And have to borrow money from family to stay afloat. It sucks and is very humbling. I want to get back to work and be able-bodied again. Love you guys.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, well, you know what? I bet if your family knows you're struggling like that but have a will to work, they probably don't feel bad loaning you dough.
They probably feel really bad about what's happened to you and want to help.
It's the super derelict guy who's in front of the TV playing video games who hasn't worked in 5 years.
He's like, I need $50 for pot.
It's really hard.
I don't know.
For me.
Is it?
There's no jobs out there.
Yeah.
Money!
It's going to get harder because the answer is no.
Vinny, you might like Moonstruck. It's about a big, crazy Italian family. Very heartwarming, aside from the love story.
Oh, even the love story's heartwarming.
Do they end up together? Oh, good. Well,
I didn't want to say that. By the way, you know how Hooman always ruins everything? With spoilers and stuff.
Yeah.
He's seen 3 episodes of The Mandalorian and only 2 have been released because he, you know, knows whoever. He can't stop himself. Like, he...
He ruined it for you already?
We're watching the second episode and he, like, says 5 things. I'm like, can you please shut up? Like, oh, this part, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm about to watch it. Shut up. And then he starts, like, dropping hints about the throne. Get out of my house!
Did he leave or did he just say, it's funny?
He just...
Yeah. Stayed and continued to
torture us. Yeah, apparently. I should have stuffed a sock in his mouth and wrapped his head with duct tape.
Good morning.
The third one you'll have to watch alone. Otherwise, he's going to keep
dropping
it.
Just
forget it. And then invite him back, you know, starting the fourth one.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, because neither of you will have seen that, right? Good morning, guys. I grew up in the sedan and have been on a few safaris. Amazing. I'm a California girl, but a huge piece of my heart was left in Africa when we came back. I cannot wait to go back.
They say it's you can't believe how much you love it when you go. A lot
707,
of people say that.
You should check your urethra, though, because stuff's trying to sneak in there and lay eggs.
You know, maybe I'll just start wearing, like, cellophane underpants with, like, you know, seal-tight tape around the legs and top. I should just start doing that anyway. It seems safer.
Just in your everyday life?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sweat off that fupa, you know.
Maybe we should play Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage in honor of Jane and the Seattle Gloom.
Oh, my God. I'm writing that one down. That's a great song. I love that tune. Garbage.
What are we calling her again?
Gothis.
Yeah, that's a solid one. I think we asked for Luscious Jackson for tomorrow, so... It's just fun to hear all the old songs from the early days.
Right.
There was one artist out there called Dog's Eye View. I can't remember what the song is on. Dog's Eye View. It's on one of the, like, This Is Alice Music, volume whatever. And I was like, oh, I remember that, the
Dog's
name of that band.
Dog's Eye View.
But don't even look it up, because let's have it be a surprise, one of these. I wrote it down, so.
How can it be a surprise if we don't look it up?
It'll be a surprise when she puts the dogs.
Oh, you told her you're just going to ask for the band.
I put it on my list, so we'll don't look.
All right, I look, but I'm not sure if it's the one.
Why do I think of Soul Coughing?
That's the band, right?
Is that a song or a band?
Oh, I thought that was a band. I don't know. Don't look it up. I'll write Soul Coughing down.
I'm not even sure.
Nothing. Don't turn your computer off.
I don't recognize that at all.
Yeah.
Soul Coughing is a rock band.
It's a band?
Yeah.
But I feel like we played them.
Maybe.
We heard them on Live 105 or something.
Well, we worked at DRE.
That's true.
That's alternative. That was in... Anyway. I worked in tropical medicine and drug design against parasitic infection for many years. This is from 415. It is really remarkable how long some parasites will be dormant in the body before symptoms or disease presentation makes itself clear. It's not unreasonable for something to be in you for months to a year.
Oh, God, I could have worms in me right now.
Obvious.
Oh, worms. Just having worms is just like, oh, what am I, a dog?
My son recently moved to Seattle area because he's happiest when it's raining.
Hmm.
People like him are called pluviophiles.
Oh, pluviophiles. Well,
there's a name for everything, huh?
But when it rains.
Listen to this.
I'm only
Mike Myers recorded the whole first movie without the Scottish accent, then decided it needed the Scottish accent and redid the whole movie.
Funny. Well, at the rate he was getting paid, I'm sure it was nothing.
Well, you want to be proud of the product
you put
out. Sure,
absolutely. Say, oh, it'd be so much funnier if I did it with a brogue. I was reading this story this morning about people who record audiobooks and how it's, you know, if it's a 15-hour book or something, like on tape, that it takes them three times that long to record it, and it's like super lonely.
Oh, God, I bet it takes weeks.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Oh, you should do it. Why don't you do it?
Because I truthfully don't have the time to do anything.
Oh.
Honestly.
I know. I think that would be really fun, too.
Like, I mean, I want to, but there's, you know... There's a one-year-old that just demands morsel of a second.
Just one more reason to soundproof a room and put a lock on the door, Vin.
Oh, wow.
Just tell us, saying, just say, look, I got a little side hustle going on, honey. I'm going to be unavailable from 2 to 5 every day.
I don't think those people do that by themselves. I think they have a producer and
they
a director and a person sort of.
I think
of
so, too, like sound engineer.
Yeah,
there's
a person.
So this article I was reading is these people sit at home. They record the thing. It gets sent to someone who goes through it, says, you need to re-record this section. You know, it's pretty lonely is what the gist of the story was.
But
the nice thing is you could be doing it at your house. But yeah, I've definitely even heard things in the background on those where I'm like, you might hear a phone ring or
is
you
that
might
a
hear
a choo-choo train.
No, somebody else's voice even the line is repeated. Like they've glitched
really?
It up. Yeah. So I'm not sure if people are doing it. I mean, I always pictured them going to a studio and having other people having to sit and listen to it. But
yeah,
I guess
I
they do
think
it alone.
Especially where they're inserting other voices or doing any kind of production value for those things. You'd think that they'd want to be the ones marking everything. And, and that also someone, well, I mean, I guess they can... Have you recut it?
Right.
Prince didn't separate God, sex, love, despair in his music. He sang and wrote about the gamut of human experience. Even after becoming a JW, was less explicit. Kanye is mentally ill. I don't know why people enable him, but he's nuts and needs to be medicated and forced into therapy.
Yeah.
I think he catapulted off the deep end when his mom died.
I agree with that, actually. I think that it's... kind of sad. Some of the episodes, like, they're funny because you watch them going, oh my God. But then on a human level, you go, oh, that person is ill.
Well, I remember it was the Anna Nicole show, but I remember that girl is
she
so wasted. And they're just rolling tape close ups on her face while she's trying to just think.
Just keep her eyes pointed
she can't
in the same
just
direction.
She can't get a sentence out.
No.
And I'm thinking, you should call a doctor, not be rolling tape and calling this a TV show. That is unbelievable. And that's the way it went.
Yep.
All right. Whatever.
Really sad.
Anyway, we are out of time.
We'll take a quick break and be right back to say goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, Monday.
Another one for the books.
Yeah.
Well, you were particularly nasty today.
Oh, you were nasty too. Just stop it. God. Just combative from the get-go.
Children.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be better tomorrow, Mommy.
All right.
Anyway, we didn't hear about your weekend. What'd you do?
Saturday I went to a women's luncheon for the union.
Ooh. Oh, right. How did that go?
Terrible. Great. No, it was so fun.
Oh, you liked it?
Yes.
You didn't
I like
have
it.
To go?
No.
Sometimes people do things they don't have to do. It's amazing.
You get to see, like,
not
you
me
know,
or you.
All the ladies, ladies that you know from the market, radio and TV, that you never get to see.
Yeah.
And you just kind of catch up and what's up? How you doing? What's going on? Da-da-da.
Who'd you see?
I saw some ladies from Kron. I saw some ladies from KCBS, KPIX.
Who'd you sit with?
KCBS is down the hall.
Yeah, you
but
can go visit them
the
anytime you want.
That we work, you know.
Oh, all right. I got
these
you
true, people sure. Okay. That I've known for 25 years. Huh. So it was fun.
Well, good.
That and just hung out.
Right. So you didn't get to leave your PJs on all weekend, which is an
no,
epic
but
fail.
I sure put them back on as soon as I got home.
I'm home, and I'm going to sit on the couch with a bottle of wine. This is where I live.
And my dog.
So listen, I believe you can win, not a turkey, a tree.
Yes, a tree this week.
At 11, 3.
No, and no. Noon, 3, and 5.
Oh,
I know. There's
I almost had it.
I was guessing.
Just so
almost.
Close. 9, noon, 3, and 5 all this week. Tickets for Alice in Winterland and a tree. We'll meet you back here tomorrow morning. Lexi's up next. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.